Utilities and solar energy developers across the U.S. have clashed over how much homeowners with rooftop solar panels should have to pay their utility or how much the utility should pay them. In South Carolina, they've reached an agreement. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports both sides are calling the deal a win.
During the day, the typical rooftop solar household generates more electricity than it uses, and that extra power goes into the grid. At night, the house generates nothing, and it relies on the grid like the rest of us. So the utility basically pays the home for the daytime electricity and subtracts it from their bill at the end of the month. In South Carolina, utilities have agreed to subtract at the same retail rate they charge.
It's a great thing. It's a major moment in the trajectory of these rooftop solar battles that have been going on for 3 years.
Brian Miller is co-chair of the Alliance for Solar Choice, an industry group. Utilities across the country have argued they shouldn't have to pay the full retail price they charge. After all, that price includes other baked-in costs, like maintaining the grid. But nevertheless, Duke Energy spokesman Ryan Mosier says it's on board.
We believe the settlement agreement is a positive step for South Carolina.
See, the agreement only locks utilities into paying customers that retail rate until 2025 at the latest. And after that, state regulators will create a new price. It'll be based on upcoming studies to determine a definitive value for rooftop solar. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.